So, I want to talk about this fan culture versus stan culture shit. Like, people keep taking stan culture to the extreme, and I don't quite understand it because stan culture used to be the thing that people did. People were called when they were these over the top, fucking seriously toxic, like fans who would break into people's houses, fans who would kill people and would stalk these people, like all of that sort of stuff, like really, really, really toxic shit. And now, rather than that, stan culture has now become a synonym for die-hard fans. Now, I'm not really a die-hard fan of much of anything. I'm a fan of things. I like things. I would certainly say that I enjoy things. But I don't understand why we're now, and I get that language changes, I understand that, I get that there are changes in dialect and uses of words and different things like that. So don't think I'm saying that I'm that fucking retarded. I'm not. I get it. It makes sense to me. I'm not a fucking idiot. But how can you take something like stan, based on the Eminem character who was a toxic fan? He was the guy who would ignore his family, would beat his missus because he believed he was the same as Eminem. He believed that he was as much Eminem as Eminem was him, and he used to, do all these different things, bleach his hair, fucking cut his wrists, and all of that different stuff. And that's what being called a stan was. And I guess my problem is that there's such a confusion between what the word is and what the word means, because if somebody says they're a stan for something, my understanding of it is that they are a fucking toxic asshole. Now, that may not be what they meant, but I don't really get why you would say that rather than just call yourself, what do you call it? Why you wouldn't just call yourself a diehard fan? Like, because if I'm being honest with you, these motherfuckers that call themselves stans these days, they are some toxic motherfuckers. These people that fucking, it's the same as these people that ship things. Like, fuck off, dickhead. Like, absolutely fuck off. Like, you're trying to tell me that you believe that something should be rewritten to fit your fucking headcanon? Like, no. I'm not gonna fucking change a story just because you believe it should be something else. It's the same with all this shit. Like, you write a story and then someone says, nope, that doesn't include me, or that's not diverse enough, or whatever, so it must be changed. Like, look at fucking Star Wars. They edged all this shit in, and then you've got all these fucking, what is it? Kylo and fucking Rey stans who ship them as a couple. Nah, bro. Fuck off. I'm not rewriting a whole fucking story, although it was shit, just to suit your fucking headcanon, like what you think the story should be. Fuck off. You know? Like, I don't understand, like, what part of a, being a fucking, what am I trying to say? What part of being a fan of something means that you can dictate how the movie should have went? Like, go back and tell Steven Spielberg that fucking they should have killed less people in Schindler's List. Like, are we being for real? Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, they shouldn't have persecuted the Jews as much. It was based on real life, motherfuckers. Now, I get Star Wars isn't, right? I understand that. It's completely made up. But at the same time, you can't take a story with an already fucking set background. Like, it's got a fucking a lore to it. And you're changing it because you stan these people. Like, are you retarded? Y'all some fucking idiots. Like, be for real. I don't get y'all motherfuckers. Like, I get that you like things and I get that you understand things. Like, but I don't think you understand the way the world works, because you can't understand the way the world works and be that retarded at the same time. Like, y'all some bitches if you think that people are just going to go out the way to change shit or fucking be something that they're not. And this fucking changing of the meaning of the word from X to Y doesn't mean the meaning of the word has changed. Just because you use it differently doesn't mean that that's what the word means. I use the word bitch synonymous with, well, pretty much my daily fucking language. I also use the word fuck and faggot because that is what I am and who I am and how I've been brought up. But just because I use the words like that doesn't mean it changes the meaning of the words. I know how I mean it. Doesn't mean you do. I know how I intend it. Doesn't mean you do. And I think the thing that seems to be getting lost on a lot of these motherfuckers out there is that the word stan means a toxic fan. Now, I'm not going to go down the route of people saying, oh, it's a stalker fan. That's not what it means. Right? You can say that if you want, right? But it just was the name of a guy that people adapted. It was a toxic fan. Someone who believed that they were so much a part of Eminem's life and the song that they were willing to drive themselves to death, literally, because what, Eminem didn't respond to them quick enough? Like, you get where I'm coming from? Like, the man was so delusional, not stalkerish, but delusional, that he didn't understand until the very last second of his life that while he was recording something to send to Eminem, that he wasn't going to be able to hear it until he sent it to him, and he didn't understand that was something that he needed to do before he ended his life. And so Eminem never got to hear the fucking things that he was saying. But the guy was a fucking psychotic. He was a fucking, he was a mentally deficient person. He was someone who had mental deficiencies. He had something wrong in his head. And if you can't see that calling yourself a stan is indicating to people that you have something wrong in your brain, then you really need to seek some help. You really need to understand the world that you're living in, because just because you say a thing is a thing doesn't mean it's a thing. So just because you say that, I don't know, your job pays you fucking 10 grand a month doesn't mean it pays you 10 grand a month. that make a bit more sense? Like, just because you say you're 5'11", but you say you're fucking 6'3", doesn't make you 6'3". Like, just because you say you're a stan, and stans are people who are awesome fans, doesn't mean you're an awesome fan. Generally, what that means is that you are more on the toxic side of the fan base. There are the general fans, people who like the product, you know, like like a lot of people who went to go see like the Marvel movies and the DC movies and different things like that. They will be people who are just there to see a movie, and it's neither here nor there, it is what it is. There are dedicated or diehard fans who want to see something and they want it to be the best thing that it possibly can be. If you look at the new Star Wars trilogy and look at the way that the fans of that were treated. They were treated like they were fucking the old school fans. The fans who were fans of the original series. They were treated like they were pieces of shit. You said anything about that movie being bad, you were a misogynist, a sexist, and a homophobe. You were a racist, you were a fucking whatever it might have been. You didn't want to see a female lead and this and that and blah blah blah. But these were the people who could look at it critically and understand that the product that they were being shown was not the product that they were promised. They were promised a set of Star Wars movies that were buried within the Star Wars lore, within the Star Wars universe, and were buried within the Star Wars panorama, if you want to call it that. And if you want to say that people are sexist and racist and homophobic and misogynistic because they didn't like the new Star Wars movies, and you want to say, well, you're just saying that those are shit because those are the ones, look at the first series and the prequels, you guys said that they were shit and now everybody likes them. Well, I'm going to be honest, I liked them at the time, so fuck you. But anyway, my point is, you want to say all that shit? Then why aren't you saying the same shit about Rogue One? Is that because those same Star Wars fans that you're calling sexist and racist and misogynistic and homophobic are the same Star Wars fans that went out and made Rogue One as popular as it was? Those are the same Star Wars fans that praised Rogue One for being such a good fucking movie. Those same fans, you know, those same racist, misogynistic and homophobic fans are the same fans that watched Rogue One and said that it was a good movie. Oh wait, there was a female lead in that, wasn't there? Oh no. What will we do? Oh, yeah, that's right. You suck it up and fucking deal with it. You'll lie about it and you'll fucking hide it behind your backs as if we can't fucking see you fucking holding the gun back there ready to fucking shoot us. Don't fucking pretend like we are fucking idiots. We are not children. Don't fucking treat us like children. But my point, anyway, was those are dedicated or diehard fans. And then you have what stans are. Stans are the people, like, and it seems to be a more widespread thing, especially now. Stans are the fans who will go and see a product and see nothing wrong with it, based just solely on the fact that it is X product from Y thing. So look at, again, Star Wars, anything like that. Look at the Batman movies, all of that sort of stuff. Like, you've got these people, and like I said, the stan culture and the shipping culture, and I'm using air quotes there, by the way, if you didn't get that. These are the people who are so deeply, deeply ingrained in that product being so good that they can do nothing wrong, and anybody who says anything wrong is a hater or is an ist of some sort. Racist, sexist, anything like that. Pick one. Pick an ist or an orb or fucking your nose. I don't give a fuck. But these are the people that are coming out and saying that that anybody who has a critique of these are not real fans and are not the people who were there to see the product that they were promised. When you say Star Wars, we look back at the first six movies and go, okay, so that's what we're getting. And then you shit in our mouths and tell us it's chocolate, as if we are supposed to fucking eat it up like it's fucking nothing. And when we critique it, you tell us that we're the fucking assholes because it doesn't go along the fucking Star Wars lore and the already fucking set rules of the Star Wars universe. Like, put it this way, the three main characters of those movies, right? Luke, Anakin, and Rey. Luke required two fucking movies to actually be able to use the Force and the lightsaber. Anakin required two fucking movies to actually be able to use the Force and use a lightsaber properly. Rey, within the first, what, 20 minutes of the movie? Was it 20 minutes, half hour? I can't even remember. Of the first movie of her series, was able to Jedi mind trick someone with zero training. And that's not the only thing. Like, Yoda, who was thousands of years old, was able to get the X-Wing to come up out of the sea, the swamp, and could sometimes sense disturbances in the Force. Rey can holo talk to people on the other side of the fucking universe, galaxy, with no problems at all. Just straight up talk to him. Be in the lightsaber fight, the whole shebang. And yeah, Yoda could never do that. If Yoda wanted to talk to somebody, he had to use his fucking holo projections to do that. But back to my point, I got sidetracked. Being a stan to me is what I've already explained, but it's also these, it seems to be seeping into even people who are not fans of the product or stans of the product, if that makes sense. Like, you'll see people who have never watched the Star Wars movie in their life before these latest three, but they're out here calling people toxic fans and all the ists under the sun without having ever actually watched any of the first three movies. People out here telling people that they're not real fans of the Star Wars series, or they're not real fans of X, Y, or Z, because you can see no wrong in the product, but the product that is being promised is not the product that you've been given. Like, let that sink in, you fucking idiots. Absolute morons. Like, understand that. What you've done is you've allowed this company to give you less than what you were promised and taken it. And you've supported them in it. And what's going to happen? Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. What's going to happen is that the next time, the next product that they come out with, the next fucking thing that they come out with, is going to be less than that. And it, you're just going to drink it up. And then the next product is going to be less than that, and you're just going to drink it up. Look at a passion of mine is gaming, and look at gaming at the moment and the way that it is that we're coming out with games that come with day one DLC. Day one DLC, downloadable content. and they're charging you an extra 25, 30, 40 quid so that you can then buy that and pay that and give them that fucking money for something that should have been in the game. And the reason they do it is because there's fucking retards out there that are willing to fucking put their credit cards into the fucking machine and go, yes sir, please, give me that shit. And fucking Billy Bob down the fucking road, who actually is a fan of that, is looking at the product going, well, this is even less than they gave me the last time. And what? If he says anything about it, he's a toxic fan, but you're a true fan. You're a stan, because you bought everything. You are the fucking number one fan. You gave them 300 quid so that you could play a game that gave you 2 hours worth of content, because you are the number one stan. Like, do you understand how fucking retarded that you sound? Like, you give these motherfuckers, like, look at fucking the one I mentioned the other day, NBA 2K, 130 quid, 140 quid, is it 130? It's either 130 or 140, I can't remember exactly which it is, but it's one of the two. For a game that includes shit that should be in the game. Get this character, get that character, get this super special rare awesome duper card. Here, have some in-game currency. Not the premium currency, just the in-game currency. So that you can buy some packs and not get the shit that you want, so that you have to buy some packs. Do you get where I'm coming from? They're feeding you this shit, they fucking shat in your plate, fucking told you to eat it because it was chocolate, and you just sat there on the fucking laptop, every single scoop of it, fucking going, please sir, can you shit some more? You fucking idiots. Anyway, I'm fucking out over this rant. Y'all some fucking idiots. Right. Anyway, guys, I'm gonna get out of this one. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Do appreciate y'all. Please do, if you want to listen for more, just find me on Twitter at OneDadPod. And anyway, y'all, have a good day.